Hi. Have you ever had a big argument with someone and said things that you've later regretted? Perhaps you've even wondered how you could have said something so awful. I know I have. Or perhaps a friend's asked you for your opinion on their new clothes and really it's not a good look. But if you say that, he or she'll feel hurt. So you tell a little white lie and feel slightly guilty for doing this. This sort of internal conflict happens within us all the time and we hardly notice it. Perhaps the most common example of this internal conflict is procrastination. Part of us thinks we really should work on that thing now because the deadline's looming, but it's such a nice day and you're on a great Netflix watching binge roll, and the very slight pause between one episode finishing and another starting is just a little too short to really unravel this conflict. Whilst modern science hasn't yet been able to unravel the mystery of consciousness, one of the things we know from the inside of consciousness, that is our personal experience, is that we're complex beings. We experience ourselves as a single, coherent and unified self whose choices and actions of course make total sense in any one moment. But imagine you took a series of random snapshots of the contents of your consciousness throughout a typical day, and you sat down and looked at them and compared in each snapshot what you valued and what you believed in each of those moments. What you would discover is that in a sense we don't have a single unified self. We're made up of multiple, often conflicting selves. Not multiple selves in the sense of multiple personality disorder or dissociative identity disorder as it's now called, but rather multiple selves in terms of what my friend Mark Feenstra calls a community of being. Procrastinating guy, diligent guy, guilty guy and binge-watching guy are all sitting around arguing with one another. It's like that 2015 Pixar movie Inside Out. And the reason why I'm sharing all of this in the context of a habit-building program is this. The single biggest reason why people are not able to successfully fulfill a New Year's resolution or build a robust habit or any variation of doing what we say we're going to do is because of this internal conflict. If you imagined each of these selves of yours as a member of Team You, it takes each of the individual players and the whole team working together to create a desired outcome. If the team's conflicted about strategy or who is doing what, then the team's not going to be successful in achieving a desired outcome. The single biggest reason for habit failure is due to a lack of coordination of your internal team. However, whilst we all have multiple, sometimes conflicting selves, we all also have an implicitly deeper self, a more selfie self, and the role of that self is to work with and coordinate and direct your team. I call that self the self-author, and we'll cover more detail about our self-author in later videos. The last point I wanted to leave you with for today was this. Your self-author has some special players in your team that are critical to building a habit. I call them the four heroes, and in tomorrow's video, I'll introduce you to them.